the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey there, this is Stephen Myers, Sweet Potato Extension Specialist with the MSU Extension Service. Today is September 6th, 2018, and today, unfortunately, what we're going to talk about is flooding and its impact on sweet potatoes. So this has been a topic of conversation over the last month or so, mostly in regards to the 2017 crop and how flooding from the hurricanes that we had last year affected sweet potatoes in the field and in storage in 2017. Unfortunately, we're also starting to talk about the impact of flooding on sweet potatoes for the 2018 crop, the new crop. And the reason that that is, you know, I'm sure you're familiar, Tropical Storm Gordon this past week landed on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and is moving up the state. And while it's doing that, it's dropping a significant amount of rain on some of our sweet potato producing areas. If you're in an area like I am up here in Pontotoc, that rain is being dropped into fields that may have already been saturated. So last week, for example, we in Pontotoc, we received rain Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and accumulated a few inches of rainfall that saturated the ground. And if you add on to that rainfall from a tropical storm or tropical depression that comes on shore, you can be in for some real trouble. And so a month or so ago, I reached out to Dr. Chris Clark. He's a plant pathologist at LSU. He and some of his colleagues at LSU have done a lot of the more recent research on the effects of saturated soil or flooded soil conditions on sweet potato. And I'm just going to share with you some of the results or some of the conclusions that I reached based upon what Dr. Clark has shared with me. So the first thing that we need to know is that there does seem to be some differences in variety response to flooding stress. Unfortunately, the two varieties that we grow mostly in the state of Mississippi, Beauregard and Orleans, are highly susceptible to flood damage. Another consideration is flood duration. So, for example, a one-day flood event compared to a four-day flood event. What LSU has found is that in one of their years, for example, plots that were not flooded yielded 228 bushels of healthy sweet potato roots. Plots that were flooded for a day saw a 23% reduction in the yield of healthy sweet potato roots by weight. Fields or plots that were flooded for 4 days had an 87% reduction in yield by weight. So one day of flooding conditions, 24 hours of flooding conditions is bad, right? The 23% reduction in yield is not a good thing. And specifically, we're talking about late season floods like we're experiencing or would be experiencing this time of year. However, you know, one day is bad, 4 days is worse. At 4 days, they observed an 80% reduction in sweet potato yield by weight. So a couple of the things that we're looking at when we talk about injury to sweet potatoes that are flooded. We're talking about cortical collapse, which you may also refer to as water spots. So the cortex, the outer portion of the sweet potato just kind of sinks in. That's one thing. We can talk about souring and soft rots. So those are, in general, rots that do what the name implies. They cause the root to become mushy or to start to become sour once it becomes soft and rots. Another thing that we tend to look for are what we call enlarged lenticels. And you might hear some of the other researchers call it lenticel proliferation. So lenticels are those lines, basically, that you see on a sweet potato root, similar to what you'd see on an Irish potato, what we call the eye of the root, or the tuber in the case of Irish potatoes. Those tend to increase in number and in size under flooded conditions, and that's related to the increased production of a plant hormone called ethylene. So when plants are stressed, they produce this hormone, ethylene, the stress hormone, and one of the results is increased number and size of lenticels. And why this is bad is that when these lenticels expand, they're trying to help the plant breathe. When they expand, they become a point of entry, a potential point of entry for pathogenic fungi. So it's the same kind of situation if you have excessive wounding on sweet potatoes at harvest, you know, they're more prone to post-harvest disease. The same thing is true with increased lenticel number and lenticel size. You just have a greater chance of getting the pathogen, specifically a fungi, a fungus rather, in those roots, and increasing the incidence and severity of disease. The longer sweet potatoes remain under flood stressed conditions, the more lenticels we see appear on the roots. So this is true at least from a period of 0 days of flooding to 6 days. The number of lenticels per root increases, and that is going to increase the likelihood of infection. Some things to think about. So the question is going to be, what do you do if you know that your field has experienced flooding conditions? First of all, one of the things that you need to do is contact whoever has your insurance policy. So if it's with FSA or a third party, making sure you contact the folks that can come out and get their eyes on the field and confirm that you are experiencing a loss or will experience a loss based on an environmental condition that was outside of your control. The other thing that you may ask is, is there something, this flooding is going to result in increased rots. Can I spray a fungicide over the top of my crop to help save it? From what we've seen, there's no evidence that spraying a fungicide over the top of the crop will actually help decrease the number of rotten sweet potatoes. So that right now is not an option. The other thing to think about is should you harvest that crop knowing that you're going to see a reduction in the number of healthy roots, you're going to see a reduction in yield. If you do, you harvest that crop, there is still a benefit. Statistically, based on research done at LSU, there is still a benefit to properly curing those sweet potato roots that you harvest from a flooded field. The results are not great, to be honest. So properly cured sweet potato roots, so we think of proper or quick curing based on university recommendation to be putting those roots in a condition with 85% relative humidity, roughly 85 degrees Fahrenheit, with good air movement, good air circulation for a period of about 5 days. That's what we tend to think of as quick curing at the university level. If you do that, based on the data that LSU's provided me, if you do that, properly cure your sweet potato roots, you'll still see a good bit of loss due to rots, unfortunately. And the numbers that LSU's produced is 38% rotted roots when the crop from a flooded field is harvested and cured properly. Now, 38% rot is terrible. For the roots taken from a flooded field that were not cured properly, were not cured, they had an 80% incidence of rot. So you're comparing basically 40% rot based on the research data for properly cured roots versus 80% for non-cured roots. Either way, the numbers are bad, but they're far worse if you harvest flooded sweet potatoes and don't cure them properly. I wish we had better news. Unfortunately, we don't. This is one of those areas of research that needs more effort. When you think or consider that the vast majority of sweet potato production in this country occurs in the southeastern part of the country, That would include North Carolina on the Atlantic coast, and then Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama on the Gulf Coast. The likelihood or the threat of late season flooding injury is ever present. As we learn more through research done here at Mississippi State and LSU and in North Carolina State and other land-grant universities across the country, we'll pass that information on to you. In the meantime, this has been Stephen Myers, Sweet Potato Extension Specialist with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Be safe out there.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.